Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn 318. 318. My soul in sad exile was on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, "Make your choice," and I entered the heaven of rest. Anchored my soul in the heaven of rest, I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Nailed myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the world. My fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. Anchored my soul in the haven of rest, I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story so blessed. Of Jesus who saved, who's ever will have then a home in the heaven of rest. Anchored my soul in the heaven of rest, I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, come to the Savior, he patiently waits to save by his power divine. Come anchor your soul in the haven of rest, and say, "My beloved is mine." Anchored my soul in the haven of rest, I'll sail the wild sea no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, in Jesus I'm safe evermore. We thank our Lord Jesus. So for our family altar this evening, we shall read Psalms 5. Psalms 5. Psalms 5, verse 1. In the name of Jesus, I read, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning." 2. "Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you do I pray." 3. "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch." 4. "For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you." 5. "The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evil, all evil doers." 6. "You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful men." 7. "But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. 8. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me, for there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. 11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exalt you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. So this evening, we have really read through Psalms 5. And this Psalm 5, this is a title to the chief musician for the flutes. It was also a Psalm of David. And this title of the Psalm already shows that it was directed to the choir master, whom some people even suppose it to be our Lord God himself, or even others who are leaders of the choir, or even the musician during the time of David, such as Heman the singer, or even Asaph. This can be seen in 1 Chronicles. And this title also tells us that this song was deliberately written, accompanied with the flutes. And it shows that David coming to the Lord in the morning and was able to receive the strength and joy he needs to make it through the day against many adversaries. So from verse 1 to 3, so this is the first part, where at that time David came to approach the Lord God. So at that time he asked that God give ear to his words and to consider his meditation and even to give attention to the sound of his crying. So here we can see David longed for an audience with the Lord God. And continue to see, for to you I pray, do I pray in verse 2. So here we can see David actually prayed to the Lord God. Even though this seemed like a basic or elementary matter, but this is a very important aspect in our prayer. Because when we come to pray, our hearts are full of requests of a feeling that we never consciously focus upon God or even sense him in his presence. David was a great man of prayer because his prayer was focused upon the Lord God. And then he also says, give, O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. So here we can see David made it a point to pray in the morning. So he did so because he wanted to honor God at the beginning of the day, and this set the tone for an entire day that was dedicated to the Lord God. And then he continued to say, in the morning you will hear my voice, O Lord. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and look up unto you. So here David tells us what are we to do before we pray and after we pray. Where before we pray, we should direct our prayer, and after we pray, we should look up with expectancy to the heaven, really believing that the Lord God will answer our prayer. Then the next part from verses 4 to 8. So here there's a contrast between the wicked man and the godly man. For we can see that the Lord God is not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. So at that time, David meditated upon the righteous character of our Lord, where our actions actually matter before a God who hates all these workers of iniquity. And where the Lord, we can see here David, he came into the house of the Lord God in the multitude of his mercy. So this was the confidence that David had. It wasn't that David thought that he was righteous and all others were sinners, but rather he saw this as the mercy of God. And in the fear of God, he will worship. So David, actually at that time, he worshiped God not based upon his feelings or emotions, but out of his reverence for the righteous and merciful God. And in his prayer, he asked that the Lord God make his way straight before him. So we can see how David relied upon the Lord God, where he needed God to lead him and to make the way of his life straight. David walked in the right way, and he was humble about it, for he knew this was the only power of God and the working of God that kept him away from the way of the wicked. And the next part from verses 9 to 10, where here it describes the description as well as what will happen to the wicked at the end, where David at that time he focused on what the wicked had said as an evidence of their wickedness. For later we know that Jesus also once said, out of the abundance of heart, the mouth will speak. It is actually manifested through our lips. This is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. Where at the end, our righteousness or wickedness will sooner or later will be manifested through our speech. Then we can continue to see the next point is that these wicked people, they actually flatter with their mouth. There is no truth in their mouth. Especially to these wicked people, they will use their tongue, their mouth, to flatter or even to deceive as many people, because in them, there is no truth in them. Therefore, they only use it to deceive as many people as possible. And then he also says to let them fall by their own counsels. So David at that time, he prayed that the wicked would come to their deserved end. Because they rebel against God, they deserve to receive a very guilty sentence. Then the last part from verses 11 to verse 12. So here it describes the destiny or the end of the righteous people, where all those who rejoice in him, they shall be able to take refuge in him, those who trust in him. Therefore, the righteous are not made righteous by their words, but rather the righteous are those who trust the Lord and love his name. So their righteousness is made evident in their words, where they rejoice, they shout for joy, and they are joyful in the Lord, because the Lord God is their Lord. And then the next one, here the last one is that verse 11 says, but let all those who rejoice, who put their trust in you. So this is actually a permit, a precept, a prayer, a promise, where the Lord have given them permission to be joyful. God have also given them a command to be joyful. And we are also to pray for joy, especially the servants of God, both in ourselves and others. And also God also promises joy for all those who believe in him. Then we can see, continue to see that the Lord will be a Lord who bless the righteous, and with favor he will surround him. So this is the greatest blessing of all, that we receive the favor of God. Knowing that the Lord God looks on us with favor and pleasure, this is the greatest knowledge that we can have in the world. And this is also the grace of God. As we know that the shield, it does not only protect any one area of the body, but rather it is large and able to cover all parts of our body. So it is actually an armor over an armor. So this is also how fully the favor of God will protect us. So dear brothers and sisters, so from Psalms 5, we can see at that time the prayer of David seeking that the Lord will be able to give him this comfort, will be able to protect him. As we can see, this is actually a song that was directed to the musician to be able to give praises to the Lord God for protecting us. We thank the grace of God over these few months, even though now we are still currently in the RMCO, but we can see that the Lord God has been preserving us. Indeed, we are very thankful to the protection of our Lord God. Therefore, now is the time, whenever we are able to, before we commence our work, before we go to school, spend some time to pray to the Lord. to be able to entrust the whole day's matters into the hands of our Almighty Lord. Just like David, at that time he came to the Lord in the morning and he was able to receive the strength and joy that he needs to make it through the day against the enemies that he faced. Even though David was so busy as a king, but yet he still was able to devote some time in his prayer to the Lord God. And he approached the Lord God in the morning. So this is the best time for our prayer. There was once a very famous missionary who went to China. So he had also found difficult time to find time in the midst of his ministry to be alone with the Lord God. So finally, he decided to get up early in the morning, as early as 2 a.m., and to use these quiet hours when everyone slept to commune, to communicate with the Lord. Even our Lord Jesus too, when he was on this earth, he had also shown us an example of how our Lord Jesus at that time, he prayed to the Lord whenever he could. Let's see a few verses. Mark chapter 1. Gospel according to Mark chapter 1, we see verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Verse 35, and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. So this is a very good example of our Lord Jesus when he first came out into the ministry. That is, he often prayed to the Lord God. Even at times he also spent the whole night in his prayer, and even withdrew to quiet places to pray. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. And then in Luke chapter 6, verse 12, in these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to the Lord God. So this was actually the life of prayer of our Lord Jesus. Even as we all know, before he was crucified on the cross, he also went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his three beloved disciples to pray. And we know that the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane is an exemplary prayer. Therefore today, dear brothers and sisters, what is the will of God? The will of God is that we are to give thanks always, continually, to pray continually, to pray unceasingly, and then we are also to rejoice always. So we pray that these teachings may be able to become a very good edification for us in these last days. And now we shall reserve some time for our prayer. So in our prayer, we ask our Lord God to continue to protect each and every one of us, to be able to preserve each and every one of us. In our prayer, let us also remember to pray for those, our brothers and sisters, those whom we know who are not feeling well. Shall we now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our family altar for this evening shall end here.
God bless.